USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Monday, President Joe Biden urged Congress to pass his economic agenda to fight back against the rising inflation amid the economic recovery from the pandemic. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, speaking on the Senate floor, discusses a $3.5 trillion budget plan.
Over the last 12 months during this economic recovery, the average American worker earned a 3.6% raise. But inflation has risen so steeply that it's turned that into a nearly 2% pay cut.
USA Radio News. It's a miserable Monday on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 725 points, the S&P dropping 68, and the NASDAQ falling 152. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Western states are bracing for extreme fire conditions again this week, with high temperatures and lightning in the forecast for many areas. The National Interagency Fire Center saying some 80 wildfires are burning across the 13 states. More than 20,000 firefighters are on the front lines, with over 1 million acres burning across the West. A key vote is expected in the Senate this week on the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is calling for a test vote this Wednesday on the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which is still being finalized. Senator Schumer believes a Wednesday deadline is feasible for the bipartisan group.
Yeah, look, there's no reason that the bipartisan group can't come to an agreement by Wednesday.
Meanwhile, Senate Democrats remain hopeful to pass a $3.5 trillion budget resolution blueprint. Schumer also putting a Wednesday deadline on the budget resolution. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade LaRouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The White House says COVID-19 protocols are in place after five Texas Democrats who met with Vice President Kamala Harris test positive for COVID-19.
Two more Democratic members of the Texas House have tested positive for COVID-19. That brings the total number of cases up to five among the group of lawmakers who left Texas last week in order to stop a vote on a controversial election reform bill. The Texas House Democratic Caucus said in a statement that the two members who tested positive were fully vaccinated and that all five are either asymptomatic or experiencing mild symptoms. The group had received backlash for a photo of them on a private jet to Washington, D.C., where no one aboard the plane was wearing a mask. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Olympics are set to begin Friday, but organizers have a COVID-19 problem. Among them, Team USA tennis star Coco Gauff, who announced Sunday she was pulling out. Opening ceremonies for the Olympics set for Friday, and Team USA softball player Haley McKinney tells NBC News this year Olympic Village has a different vibe.
You walk out of your door, you immediately grab a mask, and in the dining hall, you know, one of the biggest places to probably meet new people, your setup is, you know, plexiglass dividers in between every single seat.
Gas prices are nearly a dollar higher than this time last year. AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of gasoline is $3.17 a gallon. 1 year ago, it was $2.19. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.